Clifton. All right, Frank Garland, nice to have you with us. Frank, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to. And the book is terrific, and it's the first one I've seen about Willie Stargell. Maybe there have been others, but I haven't come across them. What motivated you to write a biography of the great Willie Stargell?
That's exactly the reason, Marty. I actually took a trip to the Baseball Hall of Fame a few years ago with my son, and we were in the gift shop afterwards, the bookstore, looking at the books, and I noticed that nobody had written a book on Stargell. I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I was a big Pirates fan, and I gave it some thought. He had written his autobiography, but it came out a year or so after he retired, which was, it would have come out about 1984, and I just thought he was a worthy subject. I know you've obviously done a lot in baseball, and autobiographies are fine, but sometimes the better material about a person comes from people who know the person or played with the person rather than the person himself. So I thought it would be great to talk to people who knew Stargell, who played with him, who grew up with him, and try to paint a picture of him through other people's eyes.
Well, when I hear Stargell's name, I think of Willie McCovey. Two great power hitters, and you know, the first baseman. Stargell played some of the outfield as well, but Stargell, when you look at his career, this is someone who impacted a game just about every time out there and became a Hall of Famer.
Exactly. He and you're right about McCovey. I mean, they were fearsome hitters. You know, I don't know that baseball has great hitters today, but how many people really scare you? It seemed like Stargell and McCovey, maybe it's just because, you know, I was younger, but those guys just swung the bat with such, you know, fierceness that I'm not sure you see that kind of player today, but they obviously were similar players. Stargell had great numbers, but as you know, he played the early part of his career in Forbes Field, which was cavernous and center field, so he always thought he was robbed of, you know, maybe even 100 home runs.
Frank Garland is with us. Willie Stargell is the name of the book, A Life in Baseball. It's published by McFarland, and Frank is G-A-R-L-A-N-D. Frank, tell us a little bit, so for the fans, of course, listening in Northern California and around the Bay Area, the connection of Willie Stargell. People probably don't remember his connection to the Bay Area.
Right. He grew up, he was born in Oklahoma, and but he ended up moving to the Bay Area when he was a young boy, and lived in one of the housing projects in Alameda, and played a lot of ball there as a youth. Actually, at Encinal High School, he played with Tommy Harper and Kurt Moten, both who went on to play in the major league. So he had three major league players on his high school baseball team, which was pretty unbelievable. They didn't even win their league title, which is hard to believe. But so he played in the Bay Area. After his senior year of high school, he was signed by the Pirates. He went briefly to Santa Rosa Junior College, but did not play there. So he played, went off to play in the minor leagues for Pittsburgh, and came back home to Alameda the first several years after he, would finish his season. And he would play in the winter in the Bay Area also, and struck up friendships with a lot of guys there. I talked to several people who played with Willie in the offseason, Rudy May, who I'm sure you remember was a pitcher, and obviously Joe Morgan kind of took a shine to Willie, and Willie kind of took him under his wing a little bit. So there were ball players in the Bay Area that he played with during the offseason, and he never forgot the East Bay. That's where he was from, and he did move to Pittsburgh ultimately, but he spent a fair amount of time in the Bay Area.
Well, I remember a little bit about Stargell's career, and I think I used to do a show called This Day in Baseball History, and I think it was one day, didn't he hit a ball fair out of Dodger Stadium and maybe the first to do that?
Yeah, he was the first player to hit. He hit two balls out of Dodger Stadium and was the first two people to do it. I believe only two other people have hit balls out of Dodger Stadium. I think Mike Piazza might have hit one, and I'm not sure who the other was, but I tracked down, actually, he was 6 years old at the time, a boy who was attending that one of those games, and was leaving early, as Dodger fans like to do, and he and his family were walking to their car, and the ball, came out of the stadium, and the boy picked, the six-year-old kid picked it up and brought it to a guard, and they brought him and his family back into the into the ballpark. And anyway, I tracked this guy down, you know, all these years later, and he still has the baseball and, you know, likes to tell stories about it, so...
Very nice. Willie Stargell is the name of the book. Frank Garland is the author. What did you learn about Willie Stargell that we may not have known about? Of course, the family in 1979. It was a 1971 Pirate beating the Giants in the playoffs. But what did you learn about Willie Stargell that maybe surprised you?
Well, you know, I'm not sure I learned anything really surprising. I think kind of what I learned was that some of the things that you heard about him, especially coming from Pittsburgh, you know, you would hear a lot about him and just his personality and how caring he was and how giving he was and just his leadership. And I really wanted to focus on that leader. You know, what makes a great leader? You know, not every great player is a great leader, as you well know. But he genuinely cared for people. He liked the whole family idea. I think that stemmed from growing up in Alameda. You know, several of the people that I talked to for the book talked about how Alameda in the 50s and, you know, late 50s, mid-50s, it was sort of a melting pot, and then all races and colors were there. And I think Willie appreciated that. He liked that feeling. And so for different ball clubs that he played for, he sort of tried to stimulate that and get that going. He really liked being part of a family, a group like that. He wasn't a loud guy. He wasn't a rah-rah guy necessarily, but he more led by example. And in the clubhouse, he sort of stood, he ruled over the clubhouse, but he did so without being too loud. And I'm not sure I learned anything surprising. He was a human being. He made mistakes, but he really cared for people.
Yeah, I'm just looking at his career numbers as you're talking. 1962 through 1982, 475 homers, 1,540 RBIs, and then an on-base percentage for a slugger of 360 and a slugging percentage of 529. People would go nuts about that today, and he did become a Hall of Famer. Frank, he did a lot for the community, though, sickle cell anemia and, you know, that work he did.
Yes, he not only that, but when he first came to Pittsburgh, he was interested in working with, you know, some of the underprivileged youth, and he would do things in the off season there. He tried to talk to youngsters and tell them, you know, you need to keep straight. You know, he had opportunities in the Bay Area to maybe take a wrong turn, but sports is what kept him, you know, on the right path. And I think he talked to young people a lot about that. And then once he got established, he was, like you say, he was interested in sickle cell anemia. He helped raise a lot of funds for that. He would have annual charity bowling tournaments. And I talked to a few people that were involved in the sickle cell organizations in Pittsburgh, and they said, you know, he really helped open some doors and helped get people up and moving in that regard. So he really liked to give back to his community. He, talking to his second wife, she said that, you know, he was always busy doing things and appearing at Little League games and almost sometimes to the detriment of his family. And that's kind of one of the double-edged swords, I guess, of celebrity is people want a piece of you. And if you give them that piece, then there's less of it for your family to have.
Yeah, that is the life of a celebrity. Hey, Frank, how many people did you talk to in putting this book together? Because it's really well done.
I interviewed more than 80 people, and from all different walks of his life, boyhood friends, a couple. In fact, last summer I came back and visited. My son is actually lives in the Bay Area. He's doing an internship with the Giants this summer, but came back and visited. And Nick Cabral, one of Stargell's boyhood friends, he still lives in Alameda, so he gave me a tour of Alameda, showed me all the high spots, and took me over to Ensenal High School. And so that was fun. It was fun talking to a few of his old teammates. Even a couple of his coaches are still around, and I got a chance to interview them. Talked to minor league teammates who really had some great things to say about, you know, the racial climate at the time and the fact that the black players couldn't eat in the same restaurants as the white players in some of these low minor league towns in New Mexico and Texas and things like that. So, and then obviously I talked to his major league teammates with the Pirates in the early 70s and late 70s, and talked to a few people that he worked with in Atlanta. He went, left the Pirates and did some front office work for the Braves for a while, and then came back to Pittsburgh near the end of his life, and I talked to some of the front office people that he worked with there. He really enjoyed working with young players after he finished playing. He enjoyed evaluating talent, and I think he did some meaningful work with the Braves. He worked with a lot of the young hitters that ended up becoming mainstays on those Braves teams that won, I think it was 14 straight division championships. So he loved baseball. I think all he wanted to be was a baseball player, and when he finished playing baseball, he was able to stay in the game.
Yeah, terrific. Frank, I like the book. It's called Willie Stargell, A Life in Baseball. Frank Garland is the author. McFarland put it out, and you can get it all in the normal outlets. Frank, thanks for being on, and congratulations on a nice book.
Thanks so much, Marty.
All right, that is Frank Garland.